Welcome to Intuitive Transformations with your host, Sylvia Henderson, and discover tools, wisdom, and inspiration that will empower you to transform your life. Sylvia is an intuitive life coach and energy healer with a growing practice that is focused on empowering others to be more of who they want to be. For the next hour, join Sylvia and explore and unravel anything in the way of you creating the life that you would love to live on the Om Times Radio Network.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Intuitive Transformations Radio Show, where you will find tools that you can use to change and transform your life every Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Om Times Radio Network, the voice of consciousness at omtimes.com. This is Sylvia Henderson, your host, and if you'd like to learn more about me and the work that I do, then I invite you to visit my website at intuitivetransformations.net, just like the name of the radio show, that's intuitivetransformations.net. And while you're there, you can take advantage of three very unique opportunities to experience the gift of emotional well-being and energetic healing. And two of these opportunities are absolutely, completely, 100% free. The first one is my 20-minute healing audio called Healing Fear During Uncertain Times, which is a beautiful guided meditation that will support you in releasing fear, worry, and anxiety, especially during times of change and uncertainty. To receive that, you just need to sign up and join my email group, and you'll receive that free healing gift right away. The second opportunity is also free. It's called Reboot Your Brain 2.0, and you'll get to watch interviews on with experts on how you can release how you can use the power of your brain to help with everything in your life, from weight loss to improving your mental clarity. You'll also get to watch my interview on how you can decompress your stress. Plus, you'll receive a lot of freebies from myself and some of the other speakers. And you can register for that on my website by selecting the Reboot Your Brain image that's located on my homepage. The third opportunity for you to experience emotional well-being and energy healing is Energy Alchemy. And Energy Alchemy is my monthly group healing call that allows you to experience some of the work that I do in a group setting. It's what's replacing the Awaken Your Inner Alchemist group healing call that I was doing with Belinda Womack. And it's really a very powerful group healing experience. If you've not really been sure about whether or not you want to work with me privately, then this is a great way for you to kind of get your feet wet and to first have a firsthand experience of the work that I do and really experience some transformational changes in your life. Energy Alchemy is all about allowing you to transform the energy of your life from low vibration to high vibration so that you can experience more joy, more inner peace, and more success within yourself and in your life. And it's a great opportunity for you to release energetic obstacles and fear-based limiting belief systems that hold you back from really truly enjoying your life. To register for the next Energy Alchemy group healing call and to learn even more about it, just click on that image. It says Energy Alchemy there. It's got these beautiful angel wings there, this beautiful violet, purple color radiating light all around it that's located right on my website homepage. So if you're listening live, hopefully you can join us for this Sunday's Energy Alchemy on March 19th as we focus on awakening our intuitive gifts and our inner knowing. And if you're unable to join us live, I want you to know that all of those healing calls are recorded with the same energetic healing that those on the live calls experience. So you're not going to be missing out by not being able to attend the live call if it doesn't work with your schedule. And I will be putting the Energy Alchemy recordings up on my website in a few days. And if you've missed out on any of the Awaken Your Inner Alchemist calls, those are all available for you to purchase on my website as well in the store. And of course, you know, there's nothing better than a personal private session when it comes down to really getting your life back on track and drilling down to the very precise root issues that are, and obstacles that are unique to you that are holding you back from creating a life that you enjoy living. If you have any questions about my private sessions, then you can give me a call or send me an email, and I will definitely have a conversation with you or respond to that email. And either way, I would just love to hear from you so and find out if how I can serve is a good fit for you. Well, today is Thursday, March 16th, 2017, and we are going to enjoy a lovely conversation with Nancy Yearout, who is the author of Wake Up, The Universe is Speaking to You, Learn to Use Universal Energy to Change Your Life. Before I bring Nancy on, let me tell you a little bit about her. Nancy Yearout is a businesswoman. She's an author, a spiritual life coach, and an inspirational speaker. Her faith in God and her intuitive abilities have given her the necessary skills to assist many people on their own spiritual paths. Utilizing both her intuitive and spiritual education, she has been able to create the life she desires for herself and now teaches others how to create what they desire in their own lives. Nancy was fortunate to acquire hands-on energy healing training from an Aztec healer from Mexico, and she has since then helped many balance their energy fields. Nancy's spiritual education encompasses numerous energy and spiritual-based classes and workshops. Her path has evolved through religious study and the acquisition of information about various cultures and their religious practices. She has also received guidance from religious and spiritual teachers, resulting in the development of her skills as an intuitive, a tarot card reader, and a spiritual life coach, and she uses those tools to guide her clients into joyful and successful lives. As a mom and a grandmother, Nancy enjoys sharing her life experiences through her writings, her private readings, and her inspirational talks. She loves numbers and pays special attention to them whenever she's traveling with her husband, who is an electrical contractor. Nancy Yearout, welcome to the Intuitive Transformations Radio Show.
Thanks, Sylvia. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'm really excited to share your story with those who are listening because I find it a little bit unique. You have a mixed spiritual background ranging from your foundation as a Baptist Christian all the way over to learning hands-on healing from an Aztec healer and also Tarot, because there are a lot of people out there listening to this show who belong to Christian churches and may sometimes find themselves pulled toward things like tarot and energy healing and are struggling with feeling comfortable in some of those interests that you don't necessarily find in a church pulpit or a pew. So how did all of this unfold for you? And was it difficult for you to bridge the gap between your Christian beliefs and the beliefs that you've adopted from other cultures?
No, not at all. You know, it's funny. My story goes that I got into the real estate business, and I was a single mom with two kids, and I needed to draw business to myself, Sylvia. And I started to go to seminars and learn about affirmations and learn about visualizations because I had to draw business to myself to survive. It was basically a survival thing. And I was at a point in my life where, you know, I needed help. And so you start to pray and you start to ask and you start to experiment a little bit. And that's how this whole thing happened. And as I've researched and as the years have passed, using the universal energy, I realize, you know, it all goes back to our creator. Call him spirit, call it God. All that energy goes back to the creator. And so that's where the biblical part comes back. It's almost full circle, right? I started out in Sunday school, and then here I am. So.
So when you say universal energy, can you explain to those who are listening what exactly you mean by that? You kind of said our creator, universal energy. What were you?
Sure. Yeah. No, well, we are energy. First of all, let me just say this. This is the most important thing I can teach people is we are made up of energy. We are in these bodies, but we're energy. And everything is energy. It really is. Albert Einstein said everything is energy. And you have to realize that. And people don't talk about it. You know, you can walk into a room, for example, and you can feel if it's a good happy atmosphere. You just feel that in your gut, you know? Or you can walk into a space and it feels heavy and dark and uncomfortable. That's the energy. People can feel the energy. Some people are more tuned into it than others, but energy affects our lives. Energy affects our health. If you're in a really bad relationship and the energy is bad, it can really throw you off your path. And I say that because we're all here to learn and we're all here to accomplish some goals. And, you know, I do believe we all have a path. And I think if we don't pay attention to our energy fields within our bodies, the energy that surrounds us at home and at work or wherever you are, you know, we're doing ourselves a disservice because the more we can keep our energy fields clear, and I talk about that. That in the book, How to Clear Your Energy Field. There's several ways that we can talk about that today. I talk about how to clear your space. So when you come home, you have a nice, airy space. So we can talk about all those things today.
Awesome. Well, we're going into a break, everyone. Please stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few moments with more of Nancy Year Out.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I was sensitive to lights and sounds, so I built secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. Sometimes, I did the same things over and over, until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
We're back, and this is Sylvia Henderson on the Intuitive Transformations Radio Show with my guest, Nancy Yearout, author of Wake Up, the Universe is Speaking to You. And Nancy, before we went to the break, you were sharing about how everything is energy and how we can even feel the energetic climate, really, when we walk into a room. And that leads right into my next question, because as you've already shared, I too believe that everyone is really just hardwired to be intuitive, and that it's really more a matter of becoming aware of our intuitive gifts and knowing and developing them through that awareness and practice and trust within them. So when did you first realize that you were intuitive? Because for me as a child growing up, I just felt overwhelmed. And it wasn't until I was much older that I realized, oh, you're picking up everybody else's energy.
Right. I think it was around this time where I started to pay attention. You know, a lot of times life happens out of necessity. I think I really started to pay attention. And then I started to realize what was affecting me. You know, and then when I did get into the real estate business and I did become very successful, you know, I would say my affirmations every day, and we can talk about that. But, you know, there did come a time in my business career where my business just stopped, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. I had done nothing differently. And so I'm from New Mexico, and so I went to a Native American lady. She was a really cool psychic, intuitive, energy healer, similar to what you and I do. She was quite well-versed, and I went to see her, and I said, what's going on? And she said, you know, have you ever heard of energy vampires? And I said, no, that's weird. What is that? And she said, you know, people can affect your business by sending you negative energy. Do you not know that? And I said, no, I didn't know that. This is new to me. And she says, yes. Do you clear your space? Do you clear your house, your car? She said, you have a lot of envious people around you. You're successful. And you need to learn to protect yourself. And it was a real wake-up call for me, because I never thought I would bubble myself with white light with when I was with my kids. You know, that was my way of protecting myself, and I knew to do that intuitively. And I mean the white light of heaven or of God above. But I never thought that other people's energy could actually affect my business to the point where it had come to, you know, it had slowed down that tremendously. Well, she told me different things to do. She told me a book to go get on energy vampires. She kind of started the ball rolling, I guess, on making me aware that I had to be careful about where I was, who I was around, clearing my space, and just kind of maybe keeping a little more to myself. And learning to draw on good energy and keep the bad energy out, per se.
Wow, that's a fascinating story. Isn't that funny how life just kind of directs you down your path and then put this wonderful moment in your awareness so that you could figure that out? So you do talk quite a bit about how we can clear our energy field in your book, and I was just wondering, if you could share just a few of those things with those who are listening. And you've already shared how that's improved your life, but what are some practical things that people can do that will help to clear their energy?
Yeah, one of the easiest things that you can do is to pick up some sea salt. You can buy sea salt at any grocery store. And when you come home from work or a long, hard day, put a half a cup of sea salt in your bath water and go ahead and just soak in it for 30 minutes. Salt is a natural neutralizer. It will get some of that negative energy off of you. Another thing you can do, and I have a little recipe in the book, but you can buy sugar scrub anywhere. They have a really great one at Target. So I will do sugar scrub a lot of times, too. You don't want to do salt all the time. I always say maybe you're adding salt to your wounds. So you want to do a little sugar scrub, and that'll sweeten you up a little bit. But what you're doing is you're getting the negative energy off your body, and you're also balancing your energy field. Another thing that's very easy to do is go get a massage. Massage is one of the most wonderful things you can do for yourself, because what you're doing is you're getting all that negative, yucky energy out of your bones and your muscles and your tissues. And, you know, it's probably, and they're not, it's not that expensive to do it. And I just think everybody should do it at least once a month, if not twice, because it's really beneficial to your body. Another thing that I always tell people to do around holiday time or when you're having the relatives over is take some cinnamon, just plain cinnamon, and put it in a pot of boiling water on your stove. If you have cinnamon sticks, that's fine too. And let that cinnamon it's the steam of the cinnamon seep out into the air, and what happens is it has an effect that will basically mellow out and kind of clear the energy in the room, and people won't realize it, but everybody will get along a little bit better. So that's a good one, Sylvia.
And that's so important during the holidays, isn't it, Nancy?
I'm telling you, and it's easy, and no one knows what you're doing, right? Mm-hmm. One more thing I want to mention, and this is what I do, because I've lived in New Mexico, and you guys can probably order this online, but what I use is white sage. And I use white sage, and I learned to do that from the Native Americans, and all you're doing is buying a sage stick, and they're maybe $8 or $10, and you get one, and it lasts, gosh, probably a year, just one stick. And I walk through each room in my house. I light the sage stick, and I bless each room. I say whatever you feel comfortable with. I say, negative energy go, positive energy stay, bless my home. You can say whatever you feel comfortable. Make sure you open a window or a door, because the negative energy needs somewhere to go, okay? So I can't stress that enough. Yeah.
I love that. And I really love your...
What?
Go ahead. Sorry.
No. I was just going to say, these are easy things people can do.
Yeah. You know, I really love your nod to massage, because I'm a former massage therapist, and it is so beneficial on so many different levels to get a massage. It just, you just feel yummy at the end of it. I also am an avid lover of essential oils and how they not only support the body physically, but also are tremendous emotional healers. And you write about essential oils in your book and their healing abilities, as well as their spiritual energy. And can you talk a little bit about their spiritual influence and the benefits of essential oils from that perspective? Because in that chapter, you really presented essential oils in a light that I had not seen before, in terms of its where it's found in the Bible and some ancient texts.
Right.
So could you just speak a little bit about essential oils?
Sure. Well, first of all, let me just say that essential oils are something that go back to biblical times. I mean, we're talking about when Jesus was born, they brought frankincense, myrrh, and gold. And why were they worth so much? Why was it such a big deal? Well, because frankincense has been used to actually cure ovarian cancer. They are doing wonderful things with frankincense. Frankincense is a natural healer. They have found, this is just crazy, but they have found that frankincense in the proper form can actually reset your DNA code. So that's how it's fixing people who have ovarian cancer. It's resetting, their DNA code, which I find just amazing. It goes back to biblical times. I'm going to tell a story, if it's okay. Can I tell the story of thieves, I think,
yeah,
Sylvia?
Please do.
So people kind of understand this. Yeah. Well, one of the most important things I can tell you is about thieves, and you can buy thieves. Let me just tell you that. But during the Black Death Plague of the 16th century, there were a band of thieves, and they were apprehended, and they were brought before the king. And the king forced them to explain how they were able to steal money and jewelry from deceased victims and not contract the highly contagious disease themselves. So, he wanted to protect his family. Well, the thieves confessed that they knew, they were apothecaries, they knew what oils to use, and they were able to put this combination of oils on themselves in order to, not contract the Black Plague. And the oils were clove, lemon, cinnamon, rosemary, and eucalyptus. And the combination of oils has been tested at Weber State University in Ogden, Texas, and they show a 99.96% effective rate against airborne bacteria. Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome. That's awesome that we can use something that's natural, that's not going to have adverse side effects, that's safe enough for children to use, that will actually keep you healthy. I think that's wonderful. I think that food is medicine, and plants are part of that that genre. So, yeah.
And right.
The essential
and
oils
I think
are actually the lifeblood of the plants, too.
Exactly, exactly. And now I have Thieves hand soap that I use. I buy it. I use it as a cleaner in my house because it's a wonderful disinfectant. I use it like on my cutting board. I'll spray Thieves because I know it's going to take off all the germs. Another thing that I use a lot at home is tea tree oil. You know, I put a few drops of tea tree oil in my laundry, and it takes out the any kind of bacteria or anything. It's a natural cleaner. Tea tree oil is in a lot of our shampoos. You can also put it in a spray bottle and spray it on your hair if you have a dry scalp or something like that. So there are so many uses. I could go on and on about the oils, Sylvia.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I love essential oils. They're amazing. I mean, even tea tree oil is great for if you have fungal infection. It's amazing because it's a tremendous antifungal. And it's safe to use even on pets, too. I think cats you have to be careful with, but dogs for sure, horses, bigger animals are fine with it. Something else you wrote about in your book, you actually dedicated an entire chapter to, and it's one of my favorite subjects, and that is the power of forgiveness and the positive impact that it can have on our lives when we step into that. And what have been some of your experiences in working with your clients when forgiveness is activated? And actually, you know, we have about a minute before we go to the break. I just looked at the time. So
maybe we'll need
to table that or shorten it and come back.
Okay. That sounds good. That sounds great.
We'll be back right after the break. And when we return, we're going to find out how forgiveness, when you activate it, can absolutely have a positive impact on your life. Stay tuned. There's more to come with Nancy Yearout in her new book, Wake Up, the Universe is Speaking to You.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hey, let me ask you something. Would you seat your three-year-old child on a windowsill? Would you seat them beside a lit fireplace or by the deep end of a pool? One last question. Would you seat your child in a car seat that's not correct for them? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Secure their future. Seat them in the correct car seat. For more information, visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Yay, we're back. And so before we went to the break, I asked you, Nancy, if you could talk a little bit about forgiveness, my favorite subject. So please do share how you've seen that play out in the lives of others.
Well, you know, I've learned myself. I always say I learned this stuff myself, and then I teach it to other people. You know, I was one of these people where I held a grudge. And I learned to forgive. And when you forgive, you're really opening yourself up. Because if you don't forgive and you don't let go of that negativity, what happens is that that negative energy stays with you. And the other person, you're hurting yourself is what you're doing. If you're helping yourself by releasing the bad energy and you're clearing your energy fields, and it will change everything for you. You cannot hold on to negativity. You can't hold on to the past. It really will weigh you down. And it's a hard thing to do. I'm going to say it's a really hard thing to do. But again, I've learned that the best thing I can do for myself is not hold on to some bad experience of the past or bad energy from the past. You have to learn to forgive. Because all you're doing is they're winning. Whoever did a bad deed to you, they're winning because you're holding on to it. So, and it also, let me just say this. When you hold on to this stuff, you internalize it. So now you've internalized this negative thing, and now it gets into your bones and your muscles, into your energy fields. And if it's not released, you know, it compiles. And so it's something you people really need to do to stay healthy, to be honest with you.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. I mean, unforgiveness to me is a huge energy vampire because, you know, it really changes the choices for the, you know, your decisions in the future of your life, because anything that looks like or smells like or tastes like that experience that you're holding a grudge against or that person you're holding a grudge against, you'll avoid, and it will cause you to miss out on opportunities because you're so guarded that you don't want to have what happened to you before. If you can really let go and forgive, you have the freedom to move forward in your life in such an easy way. And you're not going to be triggered when you see that person that you feel has done you an injustice. And that's the big thing, is being able to, that's when you know you've really forgiven, when you're able to be in that person's presence and not have it bother you. You know, otherwise, you know, I think a lot of people don't even know what real forgiveness is, because we're taught as little ones, okay, Susie, tell Sherry that you're sorry, you know, and hug and make up, but they're still pouting inside. That's not real forgiveness.
Exactly.
That's going through the motions,
exactly.
You know, it's so you're no longer being triggered anymore. And so when go ahead.
No, I was going to talk about grateful energy too, because, and this is what I say, the universe knows when you are truly grateful and rewards you accordingly. You know, I talk about universal energy, and I didn't mention this earlier, and I want to say that what it is, it's the vibration of the spoken word. It's the vibration of your thought that goes out into the universe. And from what I have found is that the universe is here for our benefit. The energy is here for our benefit. So if you put out good energy, meaning if you are grateful, the universe picks up on that and it rewards you tenfold. That's how our creator set this up. If you have forgiving energy and you ask, why is it so important? Well, the universe can feel your vibration. Once you forgive and that vibration and that negative energy is released, then the good comes back. If that makes sense. So it's not just internal. I mean, it's a whole, you know, scenario. So that's why the energy is so important, the energy of what you say. I tell people, don't say, I'll never be successful, because you won't. The universe only gives us what we ask for. And that's another thing people don't ask. It's okay to ask. I just want to say that it's okay to ask to be successful. It's okay to ask for a wonderful husband or wife or partner. I'm just saying people don't ask and they don't pay attention to their words. And your words and the vibration of your thoughts is what creates your world. We're little creators. That's how this is set up. We're full of energy, and the universe is full of energy. And we're able to create anything we want, but it all has to do with how you project yourself and what vibration goes out is what you get back. It's like karma, you know? So whatever
exactly.
You put out is what you receive. So,
yeah, totally, 110%. Mm-hmm. I love that we're on the same page. This is fantastic.
Yeah. It took me a long time to figure this out, Sylvia, let me tell you.
You know, we all figure it out in our own perfect timing, Nancy. Everyone's journey. Everyone gets there eventually. It's just a matter of when. And we're just so grateful
right.
We do get there.
Well, and honestly, this is why, let me just say this. This is why I wrote this book. It's because, you know, here I am. I'm in my 50s now, early 50s. And I still feel like I'm 30, but I'm in my 50s. And I've lived this. And I wish somebody would have taught me some of these principles when I was in my 20s or my 30s. You know, it's really good information to have and to kind of, it's not ooey gooey. It's not weird. It's just how life is, and it's how the energy works. And why not use it for our benefit if we can?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, you also talk about how the universe presents us with lessons to learn. And so can you talk about how that might show up in someone's life?
Yeah. Well, it's happened to me. Again, I always talk about different things, and I've seen it happen to other people, too. A lot of my clients, I see it happen, too. They'll say, you know, Nancy, I'm in the same situation. It's like I'm doing this all over again. And I'll say, okay, so do you realize you're repeating the scenario until you get the lesson? And then they go, oh, okay. And this happens in business. It happens in your personal life. The universe presents us with lessons to learn in life. And until we learn that lesson, we don't move on. We don't move forward. I see it a lot in relationships where people, like I said, are attracting the same type of person into their life, and they're stuck and they don't understand. And I think a lot of times when you bring it to somebody's attention and say, hey, wake up, look what's going on here. You know, you're repeating. And once you get the lesson, I always feel like you have something to learn in about yourself. And that's why we're here, to learn. So yeah. I've seen it in business, you know, as well. People do certain things in business, and it doesn't work out, and then they are in a different business in the same scenario. When you see the same scenario repeatedly over and over, it's something you need to pay attention. What am I doing wrong here? What's going on? What can I change within myself to change the situation? And once you learn that lesson, there you go. You move forward.
You know, but I think that very important step is starting that inquiry process. First getting the awareness of, huh, this is happening over and over again. That's key. And then that second one is, okay, what am I not getting that I need to understand in order to move beyond this? Or in some cases, what's even right about this that I'm not seeing? Because, you know, there's sometimes we will self-sabotage in order to keep ourselves from success, especially if success means, oh, I'm going to have to be a public speaker. And as a child, you were embarrassed in front of your second grade class for sharing your book report. And the last thing you want to do is get up in front of people. It's really interesting how life will play out to support us, even if that support seems to defer us from what we want to really step into. So asking questions is so tremendously important. I love that you touch on that. And then, so what is the difference really between coincidences and synchronicities?
Well, I don't think there are coincidences. I think everything is synchronized. I think everything happens as it's supposed to. I really do. And if you start to pay attention, you'll realize that nothing is accidental. You know, and I can look back at different situations and think, well, I don't even know why that happened. And then, you know, maybe a month or two or even a year or two goes by, and then you say, oh, well, now I know. You know, our Creator knows better than we do. A lot of times you ask for something or you pray for something, and you don't get it right away. But you do. Your prayers are answered. I just want people to know that. Your prayers are answered. It may not be in your time frame, or it may not be what you think you were wanting. Maybe it was something better. Because the universal energy knows better than we do. And I've seen that a lot of times. I'll see it in relationships where someone says, oh, I just want this to work out. I'm praying that this relationship works out. Well, then the relationship doesn't work out. And then they meet the love of their life and think, oh, my gosh, I'm so glad that didn't work out. You know what I mean? So So a lot of times we pray for things, or we ask for things, or we hope for things, and we don't get them. But as long as you ask, and as long as you have pure intent, and your intentions are good, you will get what you want. It's just not in, always in your time frame. And you may get something better than what you asked for. So I always say ask with pure intent. And release it, let it go, and it'll come back.
Yeah. The universe always has your back. You know, it's always looking out for your highest and best joy. And this is really where hindsight is everything. You know, so often when things twist and turn as in directions that we weren't anticipating or would rather not, or we think we're being diverted away from what we really want, it really is those things have to happen in order to get us to what our ultimate outcome is.
Exactly. And, you know, I've always done spiritual work. I've done spiritual work for years. Then I was actually given a chance to write this book because I'm a real estate broker. I don't know if I mentioned that. But I was given a chance to do this because the real estate industry crashed several years ago. And, you know, I thought, well, this is just going to be the end of everything. Well, it wasn't. It was an opportunity, you see. And so I use that as an example. Sometimes when things happen in life, it's to open a door to a new avenue. And it's up to us to take that path.
Yeah. That
Don't
is
you think?
So important.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. 110%. That is so important for everyone to keep in mind is everything happens for a reason, like she said. Everything is synchronistic. We think that only synchronicities are supposed to feel good, but you don't know what that diversion may be. It may be that it saved you from something that if you had continued in a certain direction would have been devastating for your life. It's just really interesting how we want to be in control of something that we don't have a full perspective of. So, and
we have no control.
We have no control. We really have no control. Everyone just know that. As we head into another break, we will be back in just a few moments for more of Intuitive Transformations Radio with Nancy Yearout. Stay tuned for more.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
We're back, everyone. This is Sylvia Henderson on the Intuitive Transformations Radio.
Yes, I lost you there for a second.
Yeah, I lost you. Oh, no, come back. Did you hear my question?
No, I didn't. Go ahead. Repeat that for me.
Sure, yeah. Can you let everyone know how they can look in it and also what your website is?
Sure. They can get a copy of my book at Amazon.com or at BarnesandNoble.com. And my website is TheEnergyProfit.com. And you can email me with any questions or if you want to make an appointment at EnergyGirlNancy@gmail.com.
Cool. I love that. Such a cute email address.
Thanks.
So how do we put all of the information you have in your book so that we can get or employ the universe or the energy of the universe to work for us and actually experience some perceivable changes in our lives?
Well, I think the first thing to do is to take a look at yourself, start clearing your energy field, get some massage, do some yoga. Meditation is always wonderful. Clear your space. That's another thing. Really clear your space. Pay attention to who you're hanging out with. Pay attention to the people you're associating with. You know, a lot of people are energy vampires. They don't mean it, but they can really suck your energy from you. You have to realize a lot of people can't create their own happiness or their own light, so they have to steal yours. So be careful who you're around. Just be aware. Pay attention. You know, use some of these things that I talk about in the book. They're very simple, and it will change things for you. It will make a real difference. Pay attention to your words. Pay attention to your thoughts. Because, again, I talk about vision boards and different things like that in the book. Whatever you think, whatever you say makes a difference. It really does. Don't say things off the cuff, because those vibrations go out into the universe and they are sent out like radio waves, and it does make a difference. Pay attention.
That's so important. Be present, be conscious, be aware, pay attention.
Yeah.
You also talk about numbers, but in a unique way. You know, when I read that at first, I'm like, oh, she's into numerology. And I'm like, well, that doesn't look like numerology. So would you mind talking about your unique perspective on numbers?
Well, I do believe in numerology, and I do believe in, you know, like your everybody has their own number, you know, and you can figure that out with your birthday, and I put that in the book. But what really started to make me think about numbers is both of my daughters were born on the same day, different months, and then my grandson was born on the same day, and then that number kept coming up, and my license plate added up to that number, and my checking account, it was in that. And I started to pay attention, and I started to realize that every time I saw the same number, it was almost like the universe was saying, okay, it was confirmation that I was on the right path. I would get in my car and I would drive down the road, and I'd keep seeing the same number over and over, as long as I knew, you know, I was doing what I was supposed to do. And I just felt like, okay, I guess this is confirmation I'm on the right path. Now, it's interesting, when I will go to the store and purchase something, if I know I'm overbuying or maybe buying something I shouldn't buy, then another set of numbers will come up, like, no, you know. And so I just started to pay attention. And there's too many, again, synchronicities, to not pay attention to numbers. And numbers have energy, and numbers have meaning. And so I tell people, pay attention to your numbers. As you see, everybody has one. And if you pay attention, if you wake up and start, you know, focusing a little bit on what's going on, you will realize that it's the universe confirming that you're on the right path. It's a hey, you did good kind of thing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's talk about angels and how they can show up in our lives. What are some of your experiences, your angelic experiences or encounters?
Yeah, I've got a couple. I was stuck in a snowstorm coming home while it was evening time. So I guess it was probably 6 o'clock in the evening. It had gotten dark. And it snowed, and I was trying to get out of the parking lot. Everybody was gone. I must have stayed late that night. And I backed out, and I'm halfway in the road and halfway in the parking lot, and I thought, what am I going to do? And I said, you know, and I've learned over time to ask. And I said, okay, angels, I can really use your help here. And out of nowhere, this young man shows up, and he had on a full, you know, a long coat. And it was black, and he had black gloves. And he looked at me and said, oh, I'll push you out. Get in and just steer, and I'll get you out there. And I said, okay. And got in my car, and he steered me out. And I got into the started to get into the street, and I turned around to say thank you, and he was gone. So, you know, these things have happened to me. I tell several different stories in the book. I tell other people's stories, too, about angels. You know, you have to realize that angels are here to help us. You have to learn to work with them and ask. My feeling is that if you don't ask, they can't help you. It's not that they won't, but I think that they will help you. And I think people are afraid sometimes to ask about small things. For example, if I have a tough meeting to go into, I'll say a quick prayer before I go in, or I'll ask the angels for their help, make sure this meeting goes well for everyone involved, for example. It's okay before you make a tough phone call to ask. You know, yeah, guide me and let me get
advice.
The... Yeah, and I think we should, and I do. And I think it makes a difference. I can tell you it does.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny that we don't like asking for help. I mean, it's almost like that whole terrible two toddler stage carries way over into adulthood of, no, I'd rather do it myself. And the universe is here to support and help us, but we have to ask.
Right, and that's why I put a chapter, I just said, you know, people have to ask. You know, my sister, I have a wonderful older sister, and she's not with us anymore, but she used to say to me, well, I don't ask because I have enough. And I said to her, no, it's not that. You have to ask for what you want, because God wants his children, our creator wants his children to be happy. That's, the universe wants us to be successful. The universe is here to help us, and angels are here to help us, but we have to ask for their help. And, you know, once you get into angels and start reading about them, there's specific angels, you know, Raphael is good for health and helping people who are going through health issues, and you can ask for his healing help. And I love Archangel Michael because I think he's the warrior, and I feel like a warrior. So, you know, everybody has their favorite angel too. So
I love Michael as well.
See, you know, I mean, I just, you know, when you start working with them, I'll tell you a quick story. It's kind of a good one. I was heading to somewhere. I was work in the morning, and I was driving. I wasn't paying enough attention, and I just said a little prayer like, angels, I really need your help today. Make today go well, or something like that. And the car in front of me stopped, and I couldn't get my foot on the brake quick enough, but my car stopped. And I know this sounds weird, but it did. And I thought, wow, you guys work that quick? Because I would have hit the car in front of me. But I just happened to say that quick little prayer, you know? Hey, help me out today. Make it a good day for me. And they do. So believe it or not, that happened. So.
I love it. No, I trust me. I believe it, and I'm sure everyone listening to this show does too. Because they probably have had similar experiences. I mean, you know, everyone's. It's interesting how many more people on the planet are far more aware of our spiritual helpers, our heavenly helpers, who are here to support us in the physical realm. Right. And we need your help, especially now, because things are changing really fast. What's your favorite affirmation?
What's my favorite affirmation? I have to say I am healthy, wealthy, and wise. I have sparkling blue eyes.
Oh, that works if you have blue eyes.
You can say brown eyes. I like affirmations that rhyme. Why? Mm. Because you tend to remember them and you say them more often. Well, I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm wise. It means I'm happy. You know, it's a lot of times I'll say every day is a new day to a wise person. You know, mm-hmm. It's just different things
that
I'll say. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have different things I'll put up on my vision board. I think everybody should do a vision board. And if you don't know what it is, it's just what you are looking for in life, whether it's business or people, or I get back to saying people are the most important. But vision boards are for you to have things to look forward to. And up on my vision board, I have a little sticky and it says, I fulfill my destiny, because I think that's why we're here. So. There you go.
That's a really good one. I love. That's my favorite affirmation. I fulfill my destiny, because that sums it all up, doesn't it? It really, really does.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, Nancy, thank you so much. I know we're coming to the end of the show very soon here. I want to remind everyone about your website. It's Energy Profit. I'm sorry.
TheEnergyProfit.com.
TheEnergyProfit.com.
Yes.
And, you know, and her book is Wake Up, the Universe is Speaking to You, Learn to Use Universal Energy to Change Your Life. And Year Out is spelled exactly how it sounds, Y-E-A-R-O-U-T, and Nancy is with a Y. And this has been a really lovely conversation about how we can really just start asking and have the universe come in and support us. And that's really how everything is set up. You know, it's
thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's been just a delight.
Yeah.
I want to remind everyone that I will be back again next week live at the same time. I have a very special friend of mine joining me next week. Her name is Ann Tucker, and she's created something called A Soul Code, and she's got a brand new book called Undoubtedly Awesome, which is even better. And until we meet again, please know that you are deeply loved, deeply appreciated, and that the universe not only has your back, it's really working hard to make your life better. I love you, and until we meet again, take care. Bye-bye for now. We'll be right back.